I'd like to call a meeting to order, please. Council members, microphones are live and they are extremely new and sensitive. I just want to pass that along. Mr. Standish, roll call.
Finally.
Mayor Hiermath?
Here.
Vice Mayor Waters?
Here.
Councilmember Hornet?
Here.
Councilmember Pena?
Here.
Councilmember Rodman? Councilmember Snyder?
Here.
Councilmember Solomon?
Here.
Would everybody please rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you and good evening, everybody. Upcoming meeting announcements, Ms. Snow.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council and the audience. Water Utility Commission meets January 9th. New microphones. Please note the meetings have been canceled for the consent. January 10th.
The mayor.
As well as the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
Mr. Mayor, this is Bill Rodman. Can you hear me?
Yes, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I was here, but I didn't hear anything about a roll call. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We have you noted as you joined the council meeting. Thanks.
Okay, I'm here.
I don't see you anywhere.
And I'm providing intermittent announcements. And the last one is the next town council regular session, January 18th at 6 p.m. here in council chamber. Mayor.
Any council reports?
Mr. Mayor.
Vice Mayor Waters.
We don't have a big audience here tonight, but I'll just bet everyone here has a cell phone. And starting Friday, if you fiddle with your cell phone while driving, you'll be breaking the new Oro Valley Town Ordinance, which requires hands-free operation of your phone. You can still talk on it. You need Bluetooth, or you need to use a speakerphone with a bracket on your dashboard or whatever. But just be aware of it, because police will now have the time and the energy to prevent distracted driving in Oro Valley. It's going to be an educational program at first. If you get pulled over, they'll tell you what you're doing wrong and how you can do it right. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Snyder.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to report on some activities of our youth advisory yesterday, Chris? Day before yesterday?
Bill Rodman.
Yesterday.
Conference.
Things are working well.
Yeah. Welcome to new technology. Thank you for bearing with us.
But you can hear us really well, can't you?
Yeah.
When you can.
When you can. The Youth Advisory Council actually was active this week in working toward one of their goals, and that's bridging the generation gap between seniors and youth in our community. And they invited residents from Fairwinds, Desert Vista, over, and they played pickleball and toured the community center so they could get an idea.
We got you, Bill.
To get an idea of our community center, and had lunch, and it was a wonderful conversation. I think that's about it. Thank you.
Any other council reports?
Who's there?
Department reports. Ms. Lemos?
We have no department reports this evening, Mr. Mayor.
All right. I have reviewed the order of business, and it will stand as posted. I do not have any call the audience speakers. Is there anybody that would like to address the council? All right. With that, well, we'll go on to consent agenda. What's council's wish?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as is.
Second.
Okay. Motion is second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Mike, regular agenda item number one.
Question and possible direction to staff to review the Kohl's Shopping Center PAD regarding directional signs.
Councilmember Hornet and I put this in. We were under the impression that the area in question did not allow for directional signs. Come to find out that it does. So I'd like to make a motion to withdraw. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. Future agenda items. Mayor. Vice Mayor Waters.
I propose we review and reevaluate design standards for architecture and its creative applications with a focus on Oro Valley's future growth and possible direction to staff to marry that anticipated growth with bold, modern design and technology, and to, in the words of our planning director, to see if there's any chaff, any staleness in our current design
I'll
guidelines.
Second that.
Okay, you got a second from Councilmember Hornad. Councilmember Pena?
Mr. Mayor, we've had some interest from the community with regards to fields at Naranja Park, and so I would like a future agenda item to discuss further development of that item, and I'm proposing on the February 15th agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion, seconded by Councilmember Snyder, sorry. Any other future agenda items? All right, there being none, I do not have any call to the audience speakers, so I entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Has left
Thank you
the
for
conference.
Coming.
Glad I brought